a pay freeze for another year or two, and a 10% cut in the federal workforce is what Republicans want in exchange for extending the payroll tax cut. The current tax cut runs out at the end of this month. Humberto Sanchez covers the Senate for CQ Roll Call and has the latest on where the federal pay freeze stands. Humberto, thanks for being on this afternoon. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
And one of the things we talked about a little bit before we went on the air is that it used to be that something would not pass, something would be voted down on one side or the other of the Hill, and it would go away, and you wouldn't hear about it, at least for a while, and most of the time, never again. We're in a completely different budget environment now. So just the fact that this amendment failed or bill failed yesterday doesn't mean it's gone for good, right?
That's absolutely right. Unfortunately, federal workers are going to bear the brunt of this, likely payroll tax cut, because it looks like the House Republicans are looking to mount a bill at some point, or propose a bill at some point, to also extend the tax cut, and it looks like they're going to include a pay freeze as well as the offset. But it's not confirmed, but that's expected.
So where do we stand with the payroll tax cut and how it would affect federal employees right now? What's the lay of the land exactly?
I think that they're being kind of used as, you know, they're kind of caught in the crossfire as to how to offset this thing. It seems that leaders in both parties want to extend it. Though they are getting some pushback in the House and a little bit in the Senate from the Republican side, who are unconvinced that this is the right way to go. They'd rather do something that would have a bigger impact, like entitlement reform. But right now, as they discuss how to extend the payroll tax cut, it looks like federal workers will be in the mix.
The two plans, the way you lay them out in your story that we have linked up now at federalnewsradio.com, the Democratic plan is that the $265 billion cost of the legislation would be paid for with a 3.25% tax on top of what they're already paying on those making more than $1 million a year. The GOP counterproposal would be offset by extending the current pay freeze for federal workers by 3 years, trimming the federal workforce by 10%, and means testing programs such as Medicare, unemployment insurance, and food stamps so that benefits are reduced for upper income earners. Both of these ideas flopped yesterday. They both failed. The Democratic bill went down 51-49, so that one was at least close. The Republican alternative failed 20-78, including 26 Republicans voting against Senator McConnell's plan, the plan that he advanced. So where are we now? I mean, are they just going to keep trying these same ideas? Is there some negotiation going on, or what's next?
I think you're going to see things on all fronts. There's going to be back-channel negotiations because, again, I think the president has made a commitment, and I think you can say with some confidence that both the party leaders in the Senate and the House have also committed to extending it. So look for back-channel negotiations to happen. But also I think that Democrats in the Senate, at least, are going to be a little bit buoyed by the vote yesterday, where Senate Republicans voted against their leadership on their proposal. So look for it to come up again, possibly next week with a different offset. I don't know which ones they'll go with, but there's a good chance that it will come up again next week.
Now, there's a perception on the part of a lot of people following this stuff in the executive branch at the agencies that this kind of thing, in addition to throwing out the specter of pay freezes and so on, is sucking the oxygen out of the room at a time when at least some federal agencies still don't have appropriations bills for this year. Is that indeed the case, or are there also things going on in addition to this? Is the Senate able to multitask at this point, or are they only focused on this payroll tax deal?
They are indeed multitasking. As you probably know, and I'm sure your audience knows, that the current continuing resolution expires December 16th, and the House and Senate have been negotiating on a package that would wrap up the remaining 9 appropriations bills into one package. The House expects, they've made a lot of progress on it, and they expect to possibly have it on the floor the week of the 12th, so it can clear the House and Senate before that expires. And Speaker Boehner has also said that he is in favor of this omnibus package rather than a CR, which would flatline most agencies, which is better because it allows Congress to address their priorities and plus up or down, as the case may be, federal programs as needed.
The idea of an omnibus maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago would have made everybody shiver. And I think now the idea that people would have spending bills of any kind before the new calendar year starts, even though the new fiscal year is already going to, well, by the end of this month will be 3 months old. People are, it's amazing to me how excited people are that there might actually be all the appropriations bills done in whatever form they're done by the end of the calendar year.
Yeah, the appropriators are a bit chagrined about that. They would always prefer to do bills individually, one by one. But, you know, as the year began, there was a very difficult fight impasse over how to fund FY11. And then that was finally settled in about April. And then there was a fight over the debt ceiling, which also involved whether, you know, the government will be funded or not. And all those fights had a toll on the appropriations process and delayed a lot of stuff. And so that's basically the reason why we are where we are now.